This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House Judiciary Committee has voted along party lines to send articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the full House. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
For the third time in a little over a century and a half, the House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the president.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler called it a solemn and sad day. President Trump used different but familiar words.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said Democrats on the panel misquoted his request for a favor in his July phone call with Ukraine's president.
They kept saying, me. It wasn't about me. It was about us. The word was us.
That favor involved an investigation of Democrats and the Bidens. Nadler says,
the House will act expeditiously.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States and China say they have agreed on the text of the first phase of a trade deal that will avert further tariffs. But as VOA's Steve Herman reports, President Trump says current levies on certain products will remain.
Trump calls the agreement phenomenal, telling reporters America's farmers will have to buy larger tractors because agricultural purchases by China very soon will total $50 billion.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Some Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the agreement, saying China is not making any hard commitments to structural reform. Author and commentator Gordon Chang sees history repeating itself.
Here we go again, trading real things for promises the Chinese will just dishonor.
China's government says Trump should now roll back some of the tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain looks certain to leave the European Union by the end of January after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson secured a big majority in Thursday's general election. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
One by one, supposedly safe Labour seats fell. Boris Johnson's mantra of get Brexit done broke through. His election gamble paid off. In a victory speech, the Prime Minister said he would fulfil that central promise.
We will get Brexit done on time by the 31st of January. No ifs, no buts, no maybes.
For Labour, the results were a disaster. Leader Jeremy Corbyn said he would not lead the party into the next election. This was a thumping Conservative victory, but one confined mainly to England. Boris Johnson seems certain to deliver Brexit. He may also be the last Prime Minister of a united kingdom. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Indian Muslims across the country took to the streets Friday to protest against new citizenship legislation, which the UN has called discriminatory. Reuters' Ciara Lee reports.
Thousands of Indian Muslims took to the streets across the country on Friday as anger over new citizenship legislation grew. Violent protests have erupted since the controversial law was passed by Parliament earlier this week. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist government's bill will allow citizenship for persecuted Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains, Parsis and Christians who fled Muslim-majority Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan before 2015. The UN Human Rights Office voiced concern over the law on Friday, saying it was fundamentally discriminatory in nature by excluding Muslims.
That's Reuters correspondent Ciara Lee reporting. Oscar nominee Danny Aiello, who brought New York authenticity to his role as a blue-collar character actor, has died. He was 86. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Danny Aiello had a long career playing tough guys in movies and TV miniseries, like mobster Tony Rosato in Godfather 2.
Michael Corleone says hello.
Aiello was a New Yorker from Hell's Kitchen who started working at age 9. He became a transit union president and a bouncer before breaking into acting. He was also known for comedic roles like the hapless fiancé who gets dumped by Cher's character in Moonstruck.
Could you kneel down?
On the floor?
Yeah, on the floor. This is a good show.
He became a favorite of several directors, including Woody Allen, and was nominated for an Oscar for his supporting role as a pizzeria owner in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing.
American Italians on a wall only.
His publicist says Aiello died of a brief illness at age 86. I'm Jennifer King.
For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.